things and about seeking out mediums and spiritists. So scripture warns us about seeking out mediums and spiritists and false knowledge. You know, we should be going to God. We see warnings in Leviticus and in Isaiah, specifically saying, do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. That's Leviticus 19:31. And we see the same thing in 20, verse 6, also in Isaiah 8:19. So scripture is very clear. And as we go on, I'll elaborate a little bit more on some of these secret things and what scripture has to say about that as well. So I'll come to that in a bit as well.
Right. See, what they're saying here is that you have the highest potential, but you just do not know. You are God yourself. That's the answer they give for man. Man, you are God. You only need to realize it, that you are God. So is that true that you are God? That's the answer they're giving to man. And Rob touched on something last week. I want to bring back that. Rob, you talk about the kind of way we do praise people in our society. Rob, can you talk a bit about that again? Because I love it.
Oh, absolutely. Western society is a very individualistic society versus, you know, some societies are more collective where they work more as groups and praise group effort. But in Western society, it's very individualistic, where we praise the individual. We praise our athletes, our entertainers, our politicians, our businessmen. You know, we raise them all up on a pedestal, and school is even structured in such a way so that there is competition. You know, you have grades. Hey, you know, he's got an A. He's doing better than the student that's got a C. You know, it's all striving and competition and building, you know, trying to build one another up. When really, what does scripture tell us about this?
It all boils down to, hey, you are God. You can make it.
Yeah.
And so whenever somebody is doing something great in our society, we put the person way up there and begin to watch it, busting like a little God. We give you the praise. It's not wrong to tell somebody thank you, but sometimes we do it in a way that the person thinks he's somebody, you know, above everyone else. All right, and that is the new age approach to life. That hey, you yes. run to the highest, and you will be worshipped by the people. And we see it right. We see it in the society and in many parts of the world. If somebody is doing something and have gone to the peak of whatever that person is doing, that person is somehow directly or indirectly worshipped by people. See. All right. What is the source of knowledge? And thank you, Rob. You said in the Bible, the Word of God is the source of knowledge. But the New Age puts so much emphasis on what they call altered states of consciousness. This can be achieved through meditation, yoga. Oh man, so most people do not know. When you go to yoga training, the exercise and things, most of what they do there has New Age background. But what some of us think is just an exercise, you're trying to help yourself to lose weight and all that, but there are many things in that yoga training that you go through, and there are seminars that have New Age background. Be careful. They have their seminars. They do chanting. They do dancing. And even drugs. Be careful when you get into those things. You're doing your yoga, you're doing this. You don't know, but maybe you have a different mindset. You may have gone there because you want to lose weight and to control it, and so you are there. But it's a deeper objective for the group, and that they will lead you into their dancing. They will lead you into their chanting. They will lead you into their meditation. And when you find out, you will be something somewhere different. And that's very, very important. We still continue. Now, they do chanting. Some level of reality beyond the ordinary physical level counts. When they do this, when they do their chanting, it put them on a for them, it put them on a higher level. And I love the way Elisa Crawford explained that a few 2 weeks ago. That when they do the chanting, it put them on another level or like a medium. And in that, and what they are doing, that they come in contact with spirit. They get in contact with spirit, and then they can be ascended, and what they call ascended master. Now, in that, it gave you higher consciousness or some other entity. They receive what they call, they receive messages. Now, how can we put this? Some of you who, if you have read about medium, all right, if they say it was in the Bible, if you have read about medium. So a medium, somebody who is in a level will get to a certain state of life and be controlled by spirit. So they are saying when you get into this special spiritual world, then you get messages. Hey, do you know where the messages come from? When they are saying that you are God, can you remember what brought about the fall? Adam and his wife Eve wanted to be what? They wanted to be God. And that's how they fell. And so if you want to be God, you want to go above, you want to get into a trance, you know, and make contact with the spirit and be able to bring messages. In our African understanding of this, we call that witch doctors. All right, these are people who are gifted by the devil, and they can go in trance. They will bring messages. They will bring revelation in our African mindset. But the same thing is here. It's within the New Age movement. Somehow we think that it's only done in Africa, but these things are all over the world. Wherever you have human being, you will have this problem. See, so. See, the higher master speaks through the channel and enlightens the hearers. It's the same thing. Let me just bring something. When I was a little boy coming up in my home in the village, they used to send for a man by the name of Desi Boy. He was a witch doctor in that area. And when they sent for him, it's almost the same thing that is being explained here. When they sent for him, he will come and people will sing, and he will bring messages from the spirit and tell the people in the town what's going to happen. And as a little boy, we all used to just, you know, be clapping our hands and see what's going on. And that man will be supported, all the elders in the town, elders not in the church sense now. They will support him, they will give him money, everybody will love him. But that's It's the same thing that we see here within the New Age movement. That state of consciousness, when you get there, you get into trance, and then you communicate with the spirit, and the spirit gives you messages. Now, New Age teaching on morality. What do they say about when you talk about this is moral? What do they think? Rob, do you have any idea on this?
Yeah, well, you know, I actually want to talk back up just a moment.
All right.
Because part of what we just talked about and what we talked about last week and the week before that I want to tie back in is the esoteric knowledge. Yeah, Moses wrote in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. Mm-hmm. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever.
Right.
That we may do all the words of his law. You know, and God revealed it to us through scripture. But this is where the New Age, you know, what we can call it the occult, because it means secret or hidden knowledge or esoteric knowledge.
Right.
And I want to bring the scripture back in as to what God has to say, because that's where we need to get our word from.
Right.
And he's very clear about this. Specifically divination, which is seeking to gain secret knowledge without going to God. It's bypassing him. It's spiritual knowledge that God hasn't revealed. And there's reasons he hasn't revealed things. Mm-hmm. We just may not know. But in time, we may come to know it, and we may not. It's but it's okay. But God purposely limits his people's access to the spiritual knowledge. Most of the time, it's for our own good. I know when I've had to go through trials and tribulations, if I knew everything that was coming,
right,
boy, I would not have wanted to have gone through them. But, you know, in the end, I'm so glad I did, because I would not have been, I would not have grown and been stretched as he's done. But again, Scripture is very clear about this. Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12 says, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through fire,
uh-huh,
or to use divination, or that useth of divination, or an observer of times, meaning astrology, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with mm-hmm. familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Right.
And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God drove them out before thee." And remember, the Israelites got exiled because of this.
Right.
You know, 2 Kings 17. He also goes on, Jeremiah, and all throughout the Old Testament, and even in the New Testament, he just repeats warning against this.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. In the end, divination, it's a rebellion. It's a lack of faith and trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
It's going around him. It's doing things again in our own power. You know, and as we know what the worldview is man is God. Again, rising up as Satan did, you know, trying to be, you know, pride, falling because of pride, trying to be our own gods, which we are created. We cannot be. So you know, Scripture clearly warns against this. You know, that we need to turn to God, not to the occult. We need to turn to faith in Jesus, not mm-hmm. to these teachings. And we need to stop disobeying God and return back to the Bible.
To the Bible.
The other piece that's touched on, so like yoga, there's different trances, things that you say. I remember one of the things is that Satanama, and you repeat that.
Yeah.
You slow it down. It's Satan Ma. Even when you say namaste, Satan can be drawn right out of that. Now, maybe I'm reaching, maybe I'm not, but I don't know. I think there's oftentimes a coincidence in some of these things. You know, I remember hearing that, and it just made my hair stand up on my neck. It just did not seem right.
Yeah.
And it induces a trance-like state. You know, Matthew 6:7 tells us not to do, you know, to be careful of repeating words meaninglessly. You know, mm-hmm. we praise God, but we don't just keep saying his name over and over. We recite praises, and we say different things. Not going into this trance, not opening ourselves up to these demonic influences. And again, it's deception. And there may be truth in these things, but you got to remember, it is a false truth.
It is a false truth. You got it. Thank you, Rob. Yep. Okay. What is the nature of morality? New Age teaching on morality is confusing. It is really confusing. On the other hand, they speak frequently about karma. Now, what is karma? Karma is a Hindu term. Listen, it's a Hindu term for the law of justice, which carries the doctrine of cause and effect into the moral realm. I'm wrong here. Got a technical problem right here. Okay. Good. All right. Good. Praise the Lord. Everything is back. Okay. Now, which karma it talks about justice, but that justice is not what we understand to be. Now, let me just get back to the post. I just think there was a technical problem right here, but we thank God that is. I think I'm getting back to the. Okay, I'm here. I'm back here. Thank you. That was a technical problem. Oh, praise God, we out of that. Okay, now, karma implies that there is a moral order to the universe. Now karma is the Hindu term for what they call justice. But how does it apply? It implies that there is a moral order to the universe, that right, wrong, good, bad are not ultimately relative terms. Yet, ethical in this sense, they are not really giving us the clear picture of what, when you say this is morality, this is moral, they're not giving us the real picture. But what they are doing, they give you, it's not biblical, but they give you Hinduism, a Hindu term for justice. All right? We has nothing to do with the justice of God. So we believe in the justice of God. But they're giving you what? Something different from Hinduism. So they're right and wrong as well as truth. They, for them, is relative. It's not a fight. It depends. What is truth for me, it could not be true for you. What is wrong for John Brown could not be wrong for another person. So there is no standard of truth. You see that? There is no true standard of truth. I said, well, thou shalt not. Okay, the Bible tells you plainly, thou shalt not kill. Okay? It is the truth for every Christian that we should not do that. Now, with other culture, somebody can kill, and that person will be set free based upon certain condition. So for them, truth is relative. It's not, what is true for me cannot be true for John Brown. So morality as a whole is not the same the way you see it. Now let's put it this way. We see every country has a law, right? They pass a law, and you don't do this, you don't do that, but you go to a different country, the law there is different. The law there, there are certain things you cannot do in America, you're going to go to prison. But this very thing you can do it in other countries, and you are a good citizen. So what is good, what is bad for America might be good for other countries. So in this, their definition or their worldview given to their people on morality is not standard. So it is, hey, what is not good for me, what is not good for me, maybe it might be good for you. So there's no facts that will enable someone to say, well, okay, this is the truth. The Bible says thou shalt not kill, and so I know this truth, and I'm going to hold on to it. It's not so. It's not so in that. Okay, the next area that we want to talk about is there life after death? Rob, do you have something that you want to add? I'm seeing you say you got a note here. Is there life after death? Now with them, let's write it.
Yeah, what was Satan's lie in the garden?
Uh-huh.
Genesis 3:4.
Okay.
Ye shall not surely die. You know, the Zechariah 10:2, you know, reminds us the idols speak deceit. Diviners see visions that lie.
Mm-hmm.
They tell dreams that are false. They give comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wander like sheep oppressed for lack of a shepherd. And Isaiah warns as well. All the counsel you received has only worn you out. Let the astrologers come forward, those stargazers who make predictions month by month. Let them save you from what is coming upon you. Surely they are like stubble. The fire will burn them up. They cannot even save themselves from the power of the flame. Here are no coals to warm anyone. Here is no fire to sit by. That is all they can do for you. These you have labored with and trafficked with since childhood. Each of them goes on in its error. There's not one that can save you. You know, it, with reincarnation, it's just a perpetual do-over. So you keep going back and going back until you supposedly get it right. And then you merge with the eternal force being thing. But again, I just want to say, remember the lie in the garden.
Yeah.
You know, saying, ye shall not surely die.
Ye shall not surely die. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay. Here is what they are teaching. Is there life after death? They say yes. All right? But they believe, in fact, they do not believe in heaven and in the creation story. So they believe in reincarnation. They say, okay, when you die, you're going to come back. All right? When you die, For the New Ager, there is life after death. They believe in reincarnation. When you die, you're gonna come back. So don't worry. You don't have to worry about this. Why you didn't do it in the first life, you can improve on it in the second life. That's the false hope that they gave the people. The soul that endures the body will later live in another body, just as one moves from one house to another. See what he's saying there? Your soul that is within you will live in another body to come back. Reincarnation is they all have this occult background. Even in our African traditional religion, we also believe in reincarnation, and in the African mindset that whenever you if somebody died, the person will come back. But is this biblical? So what they are doing in the answer to worldview questions, they are appealing. I mean, they are just working on the emotions of the people, on the minds of the people. What they want to hear, that's what they give back to them. New Agers speak of ascending the ladder of being. Now, what they talk about is that, look, when you become a New Ager, you climb the ladder of being. You start from the level where you are, and you climb the ladder to the level of God. See that? To become God. Don't miss that. They are saying, you are God. You just do not realize this. So, if you are God yourself, when you put down this body, you come back into another house. And you will live forever in living that way from one period of time to another. So, you're going to live forever. But you die right now, then you live in another body, and then you die and live in another body. This is just... it's just confusing. But all what is being done here is to let the people know that, hey, New Age, hey, I will live forever. Once I'm in the New Age, when I die, I'm going to come back. And these are areas where we have more confusion today. All right. There's another question that they're trying to answer. Is there a purpose to life? That's one of the questions that they try to, and that's a worldview question. I live in this life, the life in which I live. Is there a purpose to living in this life? New Age try to answer this question. And they say here, in reality, there is no purpose to life in a New Age thought. Wow. Woo. Then what do you live for? What do you live for? If there is no purpose to life, then what do you live for? Many see the New Age movement as an answer to their major problems of the world. It is a new worldview, a worldview which claims to be supported, they say, by science and built upon modernity. Now, this worldview is driving many people, a lot of people, doing their own thing today, but their answer to worldview questions is a major problem. Since it claims that man is God, it restores human dignity. Now, what, and I love when Rob talk about the way we praise our people today, when they have climbed the ladder, we make them look small gods. You know, we worship them in a sense. Now, what New Age is saying, hey, you are God. So he restoring your dignity. Now, oh, wow. Wow, I am God. I mean, I have reached a level of knowledge. Now, one good thing when Elisa was with us, you talk about, she said there's secret knowledge, which also came all the way from narcissism. The secret knowledge of knowing about something extra will put you on the pedestal, and you will think that you are the best because you know more things than the other people don't know. That dignity, and say, I am the best. We can see it in many societies, even in this country. The overall message of the new age is not consistent. Now, if you take your own time and analyze new age thought, the messages is conflicting. It's not consistent. In another area, they will talk about heaven and earth. In another area, they will say no heaven, no earth. In another area, they will talk about something different. So it's the inconsistency in their message. Even though many people are following them today, but if they were to really sit down and study the message that they are following, they won't want to do that, because you see witchcrafts and different things into New Age movement. They are caught, are revived into this movement. And the justice system and other systems that they have. Now, is there purpose to history? Now, I know we all know there is a purpose to history, but this is what it says. There is no purpose to history. Now, can you believe that? No purpose to what? To history? Yeah, yeah. However, here too, they have a mixed message. See, man's purpose is to realize his deity. Now, watch that. The purpose of man is to realize that you are God yourself. It's so sad. The purpose of history, it will seem, is to do the same. That's the truth. It's to just do the same. Now, we got a few minutes. The failure of the New Age movement. Let me just talk about the area that they failed. Because listening to the messages, for those of you who were not here when we started that with Elisa giving her testimony, and then the second teaching we had on this, the third teaching on New Age, that you went back to the videos or the audios and listened to it, you would know you would know exactly where I'm heading. The New Age's emphasis on left-brainedness and altered states of consciousness actually undermines their own worldview. See that? What they hold to be the key to their thought. And the whole thing, when you bring it together, it undermines their own worldview, because they're not stable. They're not standing on a solid ground. They hold here and hold there. Where do they stand? By demonstrating that reason and intellect are against them. Now, if you say reason and intellect are against you, where do you place yourself? These are some of the inconsistencies of New Age teaching. If we cannot trust reason, listen. If we cannot trust reason and the intellect, and if they are the problem, then how can we use them to argue for the primacy of feeling? If you say these are not strong basis of our argument, then how do you use them? New Age has a major their failure, the inconsistencies of their thought, because they're trying to bring all the occults back together and use them, more especially that, hey, man, you are only living here to discover that you are God yourself. This is the message that they are carrying. This message is very, very problematic. The mystical experience that they have, oneness, does not prove the New Age worldview. What they claim to be their worldview, it does not really prove it. It does not prove it. The New Age may respond that the illusion only describes the way things appear, and that appearance is not part of reality. Oh, now, how can appearance is not part of reality? But we answer, it is a real illusion, and therefore is part of reality, or what is. The word one is ambiguous. That word is ambiguous. What do they mean by one? Now, when you look, I want to say one, you think that they are including God, but which God they are including in this thought? Is it themselves? Is it you? Or is this God from somewhere else? So it's an ambiguous way of word that they are using in their doctrinal position. It can mean one in spirit, one in purpose, or one in the sense of pure identity. It could mean anything of that kind. New Age fails because they say that the word is not intelligible. Now, if the word is not intelligible, then what are you doing here? This is the situation. This means that they cannot give reason or grounds to show this word, to show this worldview that is correct. They cannot show us the ground that their worldview is correct. But hey, you know what's going on? People love to follow the wrong thing. Now, our time is over. We can't go further. But when we come next week, here, what we're going to do, we're going to start out with the New Age doctrine. We'll compare that with the Bible doctrine. And let me just give you one piece of the cake so that you will know what we'll be discussing next week. Now, the Bible says Jesus is the Son of God. Right? Yes, that's what we believe. Christian, Jesus is the Son of God. New essay is, Jesus is one of the masters. He's not. Jesus is what? One of the masters. The Bible says, saved by grace. New Age says, achieve Godhood through works. We can go back to Jehovah Witnesses and all these kind of things, connecting all these various sects together. You know, that you are saved through God through it. You work towards your deity, and then you reach to the stage of being God through the work you will do. It's the same idea we have the Jehovah Witnesses. I know I love them for being in the street every time, but nobody can work for their salvation. All right. So we will start there, but next week we'll pick up from here. And then here, what we're going to do next week, we'll pick up from here and finish New Age, and then come to the conclusion of this whole matter, the discussion on science, evolution, any different things that will prove to you they are fighting against the church because the church failed some time ago. The enemy revisited the garden, and the church went into major problems. There were fights during the Reformation. So these people didn't have anyone to help them. And so they came up with their own philosophy to help themselves. Okay. I see here, let me see, somebody raised his hand. It's time now for question. And yeah, let me... Okay, Dr. Waller, how you doing? Yeah, you raised your hand.
Yeah, thank you, Dad, very much. I just raised my hand as it relates to what you were talking concerning the reincarnation of those New Age people, what they believe.
Yeah.
I just want to say that it's refuted in the Bible and in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10. It said, whatsoever thy hand found to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in a grave where thou goest.
Good.
And then in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5, it said that, you know, when a man dies, you know, the body goes to the dust, and then his soul or spirit goes to the Lord who gives it.
Yeah.
Yes. I just feel greatly that these people, they are confused, and we have to consistently refute them from God's word as it relates to the false teaching they are spreading around the world. And where they said that left is purposeless, it's not true, because Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 said to everything, you know, there is a purpose and time under the sun, you know. And just paraphrase that verse. So I just want to say thank you today. This section has been so interesting. I apologize. Last week I was in Memphis and I have come back home. And I say thank you to Dr. Rob also for his contribution. Thank you, Dad.
Okay.
You're welcome.
All right. We have, let me unmute. Anybody?
I'm talking very quiet.
Okay.
I do thank you for the lesson today. The efforts that you
It looks like we lost you, Bishop.
I feel like you're family.
Okay.
I'm going to the chat.
Okay, thank you. It looked like something just wrong. We can't get to this anyway. All right, thank you, everybody. We're glad that you're here. Next week we will continue to invite somebody and we'll be comparing New Age doctrine with that of the Bible. That's what we'll do. Okay. Will you? Anybody got a question out there? The time is gone. But if you have a question, what do you do? Yeah, raise your hand. And to raise your hand, look up participants and click right there, and we'll show you where you go for lower your hand or raise your hand, and you can raise your hand. Let me see. Let me just unmute everybody, but I'm hearing some noise in the background, but let me just do that. Okay, I have unmuted everyone. So if you have a question or comment, you can make it before we pray.
Yeah, before we pray again, in Hebrews 9:27, it said, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, after this, the judgment. So I don't know where these new age people come from with, you know, reincarnation, right, and what have you. So it's just not true. And then we have to consistently, you know, give the truth to our people so they will know that what the new age believe, they make a lot of people to be deceived and follow them.
Right. Okay, if there's no one, then we will ask, voila, can you close on your prayer? Anybody, we are about to pray. Okay.
Yes,
all right, prepare. Yeah, voila, you can prepare.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the revelation of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Dr. Liberty, the time and talent and treasure he's investing online to educate us as it relates to the false teaching and doctrine of the New Age movement that continue to mislead people around the world. We pray to God that you will endow him with wisdom. We thank you for Dr. Rob, Lord, who buttresses him in making his contribution towards these beautiful topics. We thank you for all the 7 participants. And as we leave, we are not leaving from your presence. We are ever before thee. We just thank you, O God. Give us life again that we will be able to meet this coming Sunday to be able to listen and invite other folks to hear some word. Be with the speaker, Dr. Liberty, give him wisdom. We pray for long life. Bless his ministry. And that, Lord, this quality time and movement of sharing your word will be worthy, and that your name will be glorified, and we will be humble in everything that we do, that we'll not feel like we have done anything extraordinary by our own power. And we depend on the power of the Holy Spirit, and that all glory and honor belong to you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. This is our prayer. We pray in no other name, but in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.